Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
I'm so excited. We've got Natalie from Style Me Sunday today.
Hello. Style me
Sunday.
That's how I imagine you. Is that the voice in your head?
Yeah.
Is that what goes
exactly
in your head?
Like
yeah.
That.
Anyway, we've got this lady here. She's pretty awesome. She's a mother. She's a stylist. A midwife? You were a midwife.
I was a midwife. Yeah. Not anymore. I've given up looking at fannies for a living.
But she's here today, and we're going to talk about all things. We're going to talk about motherhood, clothes, excellent campaigns, but. To kick us off, can we say, where the hell did Style Me Sunday come from? What's in the name, dude?
I don't even know. Where did it come from? I wanted to set up a clothes label, and I wanted it to be really nice and easygoing. So I wanted Sunday in there for some reason. Then I realised, actually, my Sunday outfits aren't like everyone else's Sunday outfits. I don't eat... I would never wear a pair of jogging bottoms, for example.
Beg your
Natalie,
pardon.
I know. Especially elasticated at the ankle.
Oh, my God.
Get out of their house.
Unflattering.
Can I just say...
pair of items ever.
Look, all right, they're very comfortable, they're very easy to wash, and also these ones that I'm literally wearing now, listener, are red leopard skin jogging bottoms.
Yeah, I mean...
Is that...
Leopard print is...
Leopard skin. No, these are made from real red leopards,
yes.
I killed 40 of them when I was on holiday in Kenya on safari.
I mean, that is the saving grace in these... But still, you know, would you go to the school run in those?
I might have gone to parents' evening in them yesterday. So.
No way.
She's very relaxed,
oh
Natalie.
Oh, my gosh.
I think of Sunday as, like, letting it all go. There's nothing stylish about Sunday.
No, so I'm, like, you know, easy, like, slip dresses, you know, let the boobs hang out.
No bra.
Well, sort of.
Sort of.
Yeah,
what do you wear? Do you really not like it? I mean, I'd be lost with that. What about a cashmere jogger?
I've never worn... Do you know what? I think I have a bit of a problem with it. So my husband, for the first Christmas present ever, bought me a pair of jogging bottoms.
Ooh.
They were...
That's
nasty.
An unusual first Christmas present, I will say.
I think they were from Benetton or something. They were the nastiest pair of jogging bottoms I've ever seen in my life.
And also racist.
And I bought...
Benetton, let's face it, doesn't have the best track record. He bought you a pair of racist tracksuit
bottoms.
This
was like 20 years ago. They probably didn't have such a bad track record then.
Right.
But yeah, since then, I've been turned off them for life.
Oh, there's a history there.
There is.
So what do you wear then,
And he's
Natalie?
Never lived that down, ever.
So here's my, so Style Me Sunday, Style Me! And so what? How do I get out of my jogging bottoms rut? What's a super comfy thing I can wear on a Sunday that isn't these?
Well, I like wearing dresses because you only have to put one thing on. And it looks instantly much better than a pair of jogging bottoms.
But you can't wear socks with a dress. I like a sock.
Yeah, you can.
I like a good
sock. I wear socks with dresses.
And then, like, what about the legs? Do the legs not get chilly?
No.
It's bloody November.
You just don't shave. And then you've got, like, a... instant fur insulation.
I mean, I'm struggling. Yeah, all right.
So maxi dress.
All right, yes. Come on, let's get real. Christmas, Boxing Day, for me, elasticated trousers. Let's get comfy. Let's eat the rest of the turkey.
You do still have sex, don't you?
No. I mean, not with anyone else. Well, we're going to have some more fashion chat later on, I think. Mm. Perhaps we could talk through all of the items in my wardrobe.
Wrong.
Just put them in the bin.
Yeah.
But first, Natalie, please tell us about your family.
Ooh. I.
It's not a trick question.
No. It's like, I'm married. How long have I been married? About 6 years. But I met my husband when I was 16.
Really?
So we've been together for over 20 years. And I've got two girls.
Yes.
Two girls.
How old are they?
They are 8 and nearly 5.
Do you style them? Like, do you take quite a lot of care of their outfits? Or is
no,
it like bang it
I
on?
Mean, I've tried. I know to pick my battles now. It's just not worth the hassle. I try and get them into stuff because obviously brands send me stuff. Actually, I've told brands not to send me any more kids' bits because I can't guarantee that they'll wear them.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't guarantee it'll be featured. You know, they're like me. They're very opinionated and they've got their own minds and I can't get them to wear what I want them to wear. So.
Now, you were a midwife. You've established that you are no longer a midwife.
No longer a
so
midwife.
So you gave birth to both of them. Did you birth them yourself? I'm doing an action here, listener, between my legs. Did you?
Cause I did not.
No, okay.
I did not birth them myself.
You didn't free birth? No. You didn't go, no. Oh, I got this.
You
I got
know
this.
What? I tried to do the whole natural birthing pool shit, but it just didn't happen for me.
No.
And midwives notoriously have the worst births. But yes, no, I ended up with an emergency cesarean section for the first one, and then the second was an elective cesarean.
Okay.
So that bit's intact.
Yes. You got two?
Yeah.
Two babies, it's fine. They went through the sunroof.
You got two healthy babies and a badge like a mouse's ear.
I wish.
All anyone needs to know. So, yeah, so it was after your second child, I think, that you started Style Me Sunday.
So, basically, I decided to give up work. It just wasn't working for us as a family when I had the second one.
The midwifing, like, was it, what, because the hours or, like...
Is that a word? Midwifing.
Midwifing. The midwifing.
Yes, yeah.
Midwifery.
It's like shit. We do the comedianing.
Yes.
And we do the
midwifing. That's right. That's a technical term.
And the styling. And the midwifing.
Yes.
And next question.
It is a word. Okay, good. My husband works long hours and it just didn't work. My eldest daughter was quite sick as a baby and it just didn't work for us. So I gave up work, but I got bored. I got bored just being around babies all day, children all day. I needed something else. I needed a creative outlet, something that I could really get my teeth into. And I've always loved fashion, but I've never pursued it.
Mm.
And I've not got any qualifications or anything. But this was my chance to actually do something that was really just for me, something that I really loved. And luckily, it took off.
Because I only started comedy after I had my first baby, but I had this sense of, this is always sort of something I've always wondered if I could do, but now I've got a baby, I'm sort of happy, and like, if I fail at the comedy, it doesn't matter, because I've got, did you have any of that, or was it more just like
I think having children definitely makes you braver, and also, anything you do, you want to do something that you really love, and something that can work around your family, whatever the setup is. I was much more determined to do something, because if I was ever gonna go outside of the house and leave my children in childcare, if that happened, I wanted to do it because it was something I really loved doing.
Mm.
If the finances can allow that, I think that's the ideal situation.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, that's the big if, but yeah.
Absolutely. And I think, if I went, got back into comedy after my second child, because I just thought, this is it. You have a sense of, all of a sudden, life kind of speeds up. You're like, this is it. I've got one chance.
It was about mortality, wasn't it? It was like,
do comedy or die. That's it.
Well, die regardless, but
yeah, I
do
mean,
some
yeah,
comedy
yeah,
first.
That's quite inevitable. But
I don't
yeah.
think comedy stops you dying.
But do you no. not think that once you have children, it gives you a sense of, I really want to do something for me? Yeah. I want to do something that actually is has always been one of those pipe dreams.
Yeah.
No, and you never thought you could do it. But one, it gives you kind of, I don't know, brave wings or whatever it is.
Oh, I love brave wings. I think, yeah, it kind of refocuses your purpose. Mm. And I don't know, it was something about having a girl first. I thought, I want her to be really proud of
yeah.
me. I want her to look up to me. I want to do something really awesome because I want to set that example for her. Like, I want to be, yeah, I want to say swears and wear a cat suit in public and she's going to think I'm yeah. really awesome.
She definitely is.
Yeah.
It might take a little while, yeah. but she will definitely get there.
Yeah, she's now 9 and most of the words she says to me is like, Mum, you're so embarrassing. Yeah. Like, this pays for that. Your shoes. This cat suit pays for your dinners. Because I remember when I had a baby and a friend of mine, he's a bit of a twat, said, oh, you're just going to be one of those comedians who talks about babies and being a parent. I was like, no, I'm not. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, totally am, though, dude. No, yeah. Because that's where the money is.
Well, it works. And it's funny.
So I'm not going to say.
Well, it's almost as if there's like a whole group of people who've been through the same experience who want to hear jokes about it.
Yeah.
Unbelievably.
I have heard your sketch about the PTA thing a number of times.
You're a very good
and
friend.
Every single time, I think it's fucking hilarious.
Oh,
I'm not
you.
Just saying it because you're here. All You've right. seen me laugh.
Yes, I
that's
have.
It.
Yeah.
I've also seen you. I've also seen you check your phone during the second fucking chorus. Let's not talk about that now. Let's not talk about that now.
Yeah, when she nods to something,
you know
like,
what?
I know this. I know
check
this.
My phone during sex. So don't even...
Just to see who you're having it with.
Yeah,
did I swipe left or right on Tinder today?
Just
what's
to put it on
again?
Insta story. No, so don't pee.
Have you got Instagram thumb? Do you get sore thumbs? I mean, from your sex,
actually.
Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's just for the...
Do you have sex with your thumbs?
From the solo sex.
No, I don't think I have involved thumbs in my sex life, to be honest.
Now
I've got
again.
A bum
not
phobia.
Them,
I've got
them.
A bum phobia.
You don't touch the bum?
No one touches
your own bum.
My bum.
Yeah.
I don't touch anyone else's bum.
All right.
I'm glad we've had this conversation now, guys.
Yes. No bum Natalie.
No
okay.
bum Natalie.
We're getting t-shirts made.
No, you
with
know
just
what?
A bum and a cross through it.
There's a
on
running
the front,
joke.
Style me Sunday on the back. No bum, Natalie.
There's a running joke in my house. So I once saw this program, and it was they were interviewing porn stars, and one of the women said how much she gets for anal, and it was 10 grand. So I said to my
pounds?
Husband.
This is important.
Pounds.
This is fucking important,
Ali. So I said to my husband, that's it. Look, no anal unless you give me 10 grand.
Yeah.
But so is that, honestly, is that your base rate, 10,000
well,
pounds?
Well, that was a few years ago. I think it might
think
have gone
up
now.
Yeah.
Inflation.
Nothing's
know.
Gone up. You,
yeah.
though.
No.
Good for you. I mean,
yeah.
you know, fuck me.
She knows her worth, Ellie. She knows her value.
Yeah.
I do.
I've done it for a pina colada and a bottle of wine. Wine gums, but whatever works you out.
Well, yes, exactly right.
I mean, this started out as a conversation about our family. I feel like we
yeah,
should just let's leave
just,
it there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we do a fashion chat?
Yes, that's a nice segue.
Yes. So smooth.
Oh, good.
So, why do you like the fashion so much, Natalie? How did it all start?
That?
Where did it all begin?
I don't know. I guess I would have to blame my mum for that. She liked fashion a lot, and I grew up looking at her thinking that she was pretty cool. I think it comes from her. And yeah, I've just always experimented. I've had some fucking shockers, definitely.
What's been your worst fashion disaster?
I think when I was at sixth form, admittedly, I did meet my husband. So
in
it couldn't
dark.
Have been that bad. But I used to wear a big, massive yellow puffer jacket, ride a scooter, and wear... red sparkly chippy trainers.
Oh,
nice. that
oh,
was
chippy.
A
yes I remember now, it's all coming
yes.
back. Yeah
obviously the boys were flying around me like shit, but I wanted to be part of All Saints.
Yeah,
didn't we all
was, yeah
didn't we all
yeah with never you know. Ever is one of my favorite songs.
Oh well, we'll have to sing it later.
I'm gonna
please
say this
do.
Pure Shores is a better record.
Ooh.
Yes. Take that home. Think about it. Just think about it. Oh, my biggest fashion disaster was where I had this really cool, really fashion-y stylist coming around my house, and I put on some red leopard skin jogging bottoms, and then she came in and just took the piss out of them for the first 10 minutes of my fucking podcast. It was an absolute fashion nightmare. It was an absolute disaster.
Living hell.
Yeah, weird. She sounds like a fucking bitch.
And then she drank all your wine and ate all your crisps.
Yeah, but never it was left. Fine, because then I wouldn't let her leave her house until I'd set fire to her handbag, so it was fine.
I did actually bring you some clothes.
Oh my god. Yes.
Had enough of looking at this camel toe in your gold lame cat suit.
Show a lot, so you've seen enough camel toe.
That is enough to give someone nightmares, even though I love all this body positivity stuff.
Put it away, love. Yes. That's what you're saying.
I'm like, fucking hell, just put some decent clothes on.
So Nessie has bought some exquisite clothes from Ingenue. Am I saying it right? How do you spell
it? No idea. It's O-N-J-E-N-U.
Yes, and they are, I will say, they are better than the clothes I am currently wearing.
And you will not get a camel toe.
Helen, what's been your worst fashion fiasco?
I bought some pleather leggings from Lidl.
I remember those. You quite like those.
I quite like them, but they split in the crotch, which is never good.
And also, can we just be clear? They weren't like pleather even all the way around. They had like pleather panels in the front.
They were pleather at the front. And then just
stretchy at the back.
Stretchy at the back.
Like they were sort of shit joppers.
Yeah, and they were hard to wash because you're like, do I just wash the back and just wipe the front? It's just no good.
I'd be worried about thrush.
Yeah, well, this was the thing. And and they were a bit too short in the crutch. So they sat halfway across my tummy. And I've got a tummy. I like now that I'm an older lady up on the waist. Yes. I don't like a low...
High-waisted.
Everything high-waisted.
Yeah. I like a jacket. You know me, I like a jacket. Sometimes jazzy, sometimes plain. You're looking at me like, oh my God.
No, I'm just wondering... I'm wondering what... I'm wondering what jazzy entails.
She likes something with a bit of colour, a bit of pattern.
The word jazzy. Feels old, but I like it.
Snazzy.
I have a jacket I found on ASOS menswear that's a navy jacket with sort of tropical... bird prints. It's not as shit as
definitely jazzy.
I look like Timmy fucking Manic, but I don't care.
Jazzy and snazzy.
Like it. Jazzy and snazzy.
You've got like one with like Troublemaker or something on the back, haven't
yes,
you?
I think you've got the same. the River Island Troublemaker jacket. Yes, I like it a lot. You look cool in it.
Thank you.
Look like a woman who's 40 and thinks she's a troublemaker.
Oh, get me.
Yeah. Here I am in the playground causing trouble.
Oh, maybe I'm so crazy.
I'll drop a post-it note on the ground. Who knows what sort of mischief I'll be up to later. Perhaps I'll go to Sainsbury's without having previously written a shopping list. Who knows the trouble I will engender.
Oh.
But Helen, you've been getting into the fashion lately.
I have.
Oh, I'm liking your fashion
page. I've got a new Instagram project called Helen Wears a Size 18, and so basically I get some clothes from the high street, I buy them most of the time, and then I show what they look like on a size 18 body, and I juxtapose myself with like a size 8 model.
Yeah.
so people can see what they look like, you know, in the high street, but also what they look like, like the clothes look like with hips and tits, basically.
Yes.
And it's had a really nice response. Well, I've been getting lovely messages from people saying, I didn't think I deserved to get clothes now that I'm a size 18, or I wouldn't have worn that, but seeing you in that, I'm going to, you know, treat myself to something nice. So, yeah, that's been really nice. But it came out of a lot inspired by you, Natalie, because we did that Warrior Woman project. And
I mean, well, you, Natalie, what is the Warrior Woman project? What's the thing?
So I've had a few different projects. The latest one was called Fierce, and basically it was about stepping outside your comfort zone and being brave. So I invited a lot of my friends to come to a day where we basically get our kit off. Just got everyone to strip down, got some really, really good photos. And it was just, it was more than that. It's kind of difficult to explain, I think. The day was, I felt it was quite a spiritual day. If that sounds a bit wanky, doesn't it? But it was really, I think a lot of people have said they felt a shift in themselves afterwards. I think when you strip women down and you, all different shapes and sizes, you just realise no one gives a fuck. No one really gives a fuck about what, you know, whether you've got stretch marks, whether you've got a belly, whether you've got big thighs. Basically, you're all the same. You just come in slightly different packages. And it's all in our own heads. You know, we think that we're going to walk out the door and everyone's going to be like, oh my God, what is she wearing? She can't wear that. She's a size 20. You know, no one cares. Mm. It's basically about trying to overcome the mental, internal battles that are going on inside our head, stopping that self-deprecating voice saying, you look shit, you're ugly, you're fat, you're horrible, and just trying to overcome that. And actually, once you push past it, you know, I mean, what we look like is so insignificant, which is kind of why I just wanted to strip it all back and get people sort of out of their comfort zone.
If I paint the scene for the listener, we arrived at this really groovy place in East London. It was sort of like a warehouse.
I mean, is there a place in East London that's not groovy these days?
No, I don't think so. I mean, and you could see that there was nerves in the room. There was about sort of, what, 40 women or so? People going, how much are you going to strip off? And Ellie and I are going, full nude! We're going full nude! And what I found, because I'm a big lady, I'm a size 18, and there were women who I thought had the most gorgeous figures who were like, who had so much self-doubt, so much hatred, so much like fear about exposing themselves that I just wouldn't comprehend, because I'm like, you're gorgeous, what are you talking about?
But that's the thing, it has nothing to do with what size you are.
Yeah.
It's all about this voice in your head,
yeah,
saying you're shit, you're unworthy,
yeah,
you know. And there's so many different reasons for that, but you can't look at somebody and say, oh, you know, they're all right because they're a size 10 or a size 8,
yeah,
because actually, as you found out, as I found out, they're the ones who actually struggled the most on that day.
You and I, obviously, so Helen and I wear gold lycra catsuits, as Natalie has seen too many times, I would say. In our show. So for me, it wasn't that much of a step beyond that to go, because we kind of look nude in the catsuit, and obviously, and we've shown you the whole world this is what we look like. Yeah, like I found it really enjoyable and funny and liberating, because it was like, yeah, look, just fuck it. This is all my bits.
Yeah.
Here they are.
We've all got tits and fannies and boobs and all that sort of thing.
And I never felt, all the women there, I never felt there was any judgmental looks. Nobody said anything negative.
No, not
like, people were laughing a lot, but that's our fucking bread and butter. We like that. That's good.
Especially when you shouted, our bottoms touch it. I don't like it.
Don't like it. That's what I don't like. But it was only when, like, when I looked at the photo later, I was like, oh, that's quite a strong image. And then I showed it to some men and they were like, ooh. Yeah, apart from my dad, who went, ooh, look at Helen, Rubenesque.
Wait a minute, what does that mean?
That means voluptuous, I think.
You know? The Rubens, like the old painting. Like which apparently is at my dad's alley, who knew?
We all learnt something that day, Ellie.
I think being a midwife has definitely helped me with the whole naked thing.
Yeah, of course it
was. Because obviously, I mean, I see women in some very compromising positions.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can't give a shit at that time. And so, yeah, why should I? I remember somebody said to me, do you know if they've shaved or if they haven't shaved? Mm. And I thought about it and I honestly couldn't remember, because I wasn't looking at what their body was like or whether they've shaved or not shaved. I had a job to do and that was all. A lot of women, when they are about to have a baby, they like try and shave and make sure they're looking good. Don't bother. Don't even bother. Who are you doing it for?
Yeah. It's like saying to a fireman, did you notice though, he'd had the floor sanded? No, your fucking house is on fire. I was putting out the fucking fire. I was making sure everyone survived.
Get the baby
shut up. Good. Minge chat. Done.
Done. So
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Obviously, you love fashion. Are there things you still wish would change within the industry or...
The whole diversity thing. Whenever anyone mentions diversity, they automatically think that it means race.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit annoying because actually it's not just about race, it's about different sizes, it's about different disabilities, you know. I want to see a whole range of ages and everything. I want to see a whole range of everything. It's so narrow-minded. And yes, we've got better with the whole race thing. Still not brilliant. I've looked into quite a lot of brands and they're still not that good at using a diverse range of races. But there's even worse in terms of diversity of ages and, different disabilities, abilities.
Yeah, if you look at a catalogue, you would think that the only people that buy clothes... a 19-year-old white woman who were 6 foot. But that is such a slim and, range of, the models they use don't have boobs or hips.
No.
They don't look happy. They look very hungry most of the time. If you're not that image, you don't feel like you deserve to wear those clothes or that those clothes are not for you. So I'm with you there because I just
I don't want my daughter to grow up in a society like that. I mean, she's very aware of it now because I've been speaking to her. Was it last month's Vogue? There was a woman of colour on the front page, and my daughter was like, "Oh my God, Mum, that's different." And I was like, "Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's good. It's really good. I just want to see it more and more and more."
Yeah.
That's the beauty, though, of Instagram and the whole social media movement. There's a lot of different people to follow, and it's brilliant because you can look on Instagram and you can instantly find somebody who looks like you.
Yeah.
Or who you're represented. It's not about, some old white guy in a boardroom who's determining what gets seen, is it?
Yeah.
Instagram or social media comes from the ground up rather than the top down. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, and it can come with a message. What I like about your Instagram account, obviously it's come out of clothes, but you use it as an opportunity or a platform to talk about things you're passionate about or campaigns or issues or stuff that just pisses you off.
Yeah, I mean, I'd find it very difficult... only to talk about clothes, what's the latest must-have shoe?
Yeah.
That's a little bit boring to me.
Yeah.
I need to get down and dirty and talk about stuff that might piss people off, but who cares?
Let's do it now. Let's get into some issues.
Yeah.
So what are you banging on about now, Natalie?
Let me think about... One thing I've been thinking about at the moment is the sort of labelling of the boys and the girl stuff. So my eldest daughter is 8. She likes to be called a tomboy. And I kind of said to her, "That's great, you're a tomboy." I said, "But what's wrong with being girly?" And she's like, "Oh no, it's not cool." And I was like, "But boys can be girly too. And that's okay. Why is it cool to be a tomboy?
but being girly is not seen as cool.
And then you get into, well, why is there girly versus tomboy anyway? Yeah. Why isn't there just clothes? I like dungarees. I like skirts.
Exactly.
Yeah. It doesn't, they, you don't have but to it, put those in a box.
It just, you know, the whole sort of, from a very young age, they're brought up to think that maleness is something to be desired. And that's, you know, that's something that is inherent in our language and the way we speak to our children. And it, and I've never ever thought about how I talk than, you know, since I've had children. It's very impactful. Is that a word?
It is now.
Like that. Now, talk us through some charity stuff. What are we going on with the charities?
So, one of the charities that I'm supporting is the Royal Society of Blind Children. My eldest daughter's got a rare genetic condition and she's visually impaired, severely visually impaired, probably will go blind. And the RSBC have been supporting us quite well. Emotionally and practically. So we have done a run recently and we're just raising money for them. So,
but you did a special run, didn't you?
Yes, it was a blindfolded run.
Wow, that's amazing.
That sounds terrifying.
It was terrifying.
That's great trust and great...
That is a health and safety nightmare. That's, I mean...
It is.
I know you're trying to be positive, Thorn. I know you're trying to be
really
fast full. I'm like, fuck me, that sounds absolutely dreadful. What were you thinking?
I did it with
my husband.
I would
give you the money to not do that. Just, it's fine.
I did it with my husband. One's leading and one's blindfolded.
That makes me feel better.
All right,
yeah.
See.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. And then the other thing I'm doing is a screening of the documentary, the Body Positive documentary, Embrace. That's on the 22nd of November. So I am selling tickets for that because I've got to pay for the licence. So I need to get back some of the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at the Charlotte Street Hotel, 11 till 1, if anyone's interested.
Awesome.
Lovely. So where can people go if they want to buy tickets?
So I will be putting the details up on my website, starmesunday.com.
That's fantastic. And also recently you did some work with Cancer Research UK.
Because it was for Stand Up to Cancer, wasn't it? Which is like basically about accelerating the research into cancer and trying to save more lives, I believe.
So we took a little tour around a lab, which was weird, actually, seeing cancer cells and things and under microscopes. That was odd, but very interesting. And then in the afternoon, we got dressed up as our rebel heroes, and mine was Angela Davis.
Because I've got a stat for you. I know you like a stat.
I love stats.
She loves the stat.
Hit me with a stat, Ellie.
Well, you won't like this one. It's quite frightening. Yeah. So this is from CRUK. So they've made amazing progress against cancer in the past few decades. But one in two people in the UK will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime, which, I mean, is not... If that's not a happy thought, put a positive spin on that, Thorn.
Well, that Cancer Research UK are working hard to make sure that doesn't happen.
They're researching it.
And we can all support it through donating money through standuptocancer.org.uk, Ellie.
Yes. What I like is when we say things like standuptocancer.org, Stand Up to Cancel... There we are.
Stand up to the council.
Fuck you and your rates and your bins. You have a right to have your bins taken out every fucking
week. Come on.
Why not?
I don't want fortnightly bin collection.
Yeah. I miss my bloody library.
Stand up.
I miss my library. Open the library again.
Oh.
Stand up to council.
Trim the trees. Trim the trees occasionally.
This is why we should leave the important serious charity work to people like Natalie. We can't do this.
No, don't leave it to me. I'll be worse than you.
Oh, I doubt that.
There are websites with very good information, but no.
standuptocancer.org.uk. Don't email them about your wheelie bins. They don't want to fucking know. Stand up to cancer, please.
Absolutely.
Someone, please.
Come on now.
Good. I think we've taken that quite seriously enough.
I think we've nailed it. I've written Natalie a song, actually.
Oh, let's hear it.
Oh, gosh.
So, sometimes I go out of my house and I look a real disaster. Thank you, Ellie. Back in voices, yeah. And I think of all the things I could be wearing, and my head, I feel like a dickhead. Because since I've been a mum, well, my clothes have been a mess, and I miss my perky breasts, my short skirts and tiny dress. Won't you help me, lady? Stop making a frump out of me. Why won't you help me out, Natalie? She's got it. Natalie. You're welcome.
Oh, amazing. I love that.
That was excellent.
Thank that was you. Brilliant.
Oh, yeah, good.
I liked it.
Excellent. Thought, all right. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be much worse than that.
Would you like us to sing that at your funeral one day?
Oh. Maybe at my next wedding.
Oh, perfect. We're done. You are completely welcome.
All right. Is it time for Scummy Mummy Confessions?
Yes. It certainly is.
Okay, so it was my birthday the other day, so I decided to have a bath. And I
put... are you like a Tudor? Just have a bath once a year.
On the 30th of October, I shall bathe. Yes.
And then I shan't again until Michaelmas.
No, that's right. So I'll powder my hair and fluff my fanny.
Fluff my merkin.
Fluff my merkin.
That's for you, Cara White.
Anyway... So I put in some like green salts or blue salts or something like that. And I thought, I'm having a relax. Anyway, the bath went cold. And I thought, do you know what? I want to wash my hair, but I needed to go to the toilet. Oh so I just did a wee because I thought, I'm just going to enter the bath anyway. And then I'm going to wash my
you
hair.
You did
the
not
shower.
Do a wee in the bath.
I did.
And then washed your hair.
No, I did a wee. I did a wee first, right? But I had a Barocca that morning. So I had, So the bath went like,
treat yourself, it's your birthday, have a Barocca, glass of fizz, lovely, thank you so much.
Oh my God, but because I'd had a really strong Barocca, my wee was like really dark, and then the bath kind of went like...
The real reason why it was dark?
What?
The Barocca.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you not had a Barocca?
Are you sure, it wasn't the wine?
Original.
The dehydration.
No, because this is like 10 o'clock after drop-off.
Okay.
And the bath just kind of went
Lucozade.
Like Lucozade, but like almost like radioactive. Yeah. I was like, oh. But then I had a shower. It was all fine. But I was just like, that was a very strange way to spend my birthday. Like. Yeah.
Quite a rock around
way.
The clock.
Yeah.
Oh. A good way.
I mean, you're welcome, listener. I mean, if your birthday's coming up, why don't you do that? Drink a Barocca and then piss yourself. I mean, really.
Excellent. I enjoyed that very much. I like that.
A left field. But, you know, let's go with it.
Now, Natalie.
Well, recently there was an infestation of worms in the household.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's been there. That's all right.
And it's fine. And it's
Everybody who's been a parent will have had worms. Like it is.
Do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
No one speaks about that, do they?
Well, it's not sexy. You know,
it's not good sexy. Times.
How about this? Have you got a Scummy Mummy fashion confession? What's the worst outfit you've ever put your children in?
No, I mean, can I not just blame them?
Yeah, go for it.
They've put themselves in some terrible, you know, Elsa. Is a particular highlight of mine.
I've got a grown-up Elsa outfit.
She certainly does.
That's a good Saturday night in once the kids have gone to bed. Let me just say that. Do you want to build a fucking snowman? Is that a carrot for your nose or are you just pleased to see me?
Any sort of Disney characters... I hate. I hate all of that whole...
Oh, the polyester frocks.
Yeah, but I hate... The whole Disney thing, because it's all about, oh, I'm a damsel in distress and somebody's going to come and save me.
Mm.
And they are invariably white and blonde. And yeah, it's just everything I hate. Yeah. So, yes.
Do you hate white people, Nelly? You're saying you hate white people?
Well, you know, mate.
The way the world is today, there's quite a lot of days where I hate white people.
I'm struggling to be here right now. But you know, I have to have sex with the white person.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Which one?
She might know him. She's white.
That's my brother. He looks like me.
He actually's got blonde hair, actually. Do you know him?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, good. Right. Diversity done. Ticked off. Oh, what can I say? Natalie, you've been an amazing podcast guest. Thank you so much for joining us. Where can people follow you and like all your things?
So just go to Style Me Sunday. It's quite uniform across the board.
Where can people find us, Illy?
They can find us at Scummy Mummies on the Instagrams, the Facebooks and the Twitter. And our book is...
still available.
Still in print, that's
excellent.
Right.
Excellent.
And we're doing loads of live shows in that, aren't we? Especially for the Christmas.
Oh my God, we're doing heaps and heaps of shows. London, all sold out. Can't come.
Can't come.
But you can see us in Manchester, you can see us in Tunbridge Wells, you can see us... in Chester,
yes,
of all the places, and Brighton, a massive big show on the 18th of December. So get yourself there.
Come to Brighton, 18th of December, or Cambridge, 12th of January.
Everyone's favourite date.
Yes, everyone loves to go out in January. Yes,
they will. They will. They seriously will come, Ellie.
Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Look, you're wearing a skirt today and it's November.
I know. I'm wearing my...
Oh. My God, my youngest son has just heckled the podcast.
I know.
Via the baby monitor.
He's like, you're talking shit. Yes. Shut the fuck up.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh.
Call that a skirt. That's an elastoplast.
That's it. Do you have to tend to your child? Was your husband...
He's not crying.
He's gone.
Oh, so does he just like, just spontaneously...
Sometimes he likes to wake up and just comment on what we're wearing and then he just goes back to sleep.
Rubbish.
He's like, Mum, no more jogging buttons. I'm going to be scarred for life.
No, not for parents' evening. No.
You know, actually, I've got much bigger thighs than you and a bigger bum and jogging bottoms just don't work on
I haven't worn a jogging bottom in a very long time.
See?
No. They're not for us. Ellie can, because she's got... Listener, I don't know, but she's got very thin legs.
She has, actually.
She's an apple.
I've got like a big middle and then sort of like weird sort of sticky legs.
Little stick man legs.
Sort of like cross between sort of Russell Grant and someone out of Spinal Tap. It's sort of Russell Grant down to the groin and then it's like the
like
Spinal
chicken.
Tap leggings.
Like a chicken.
Like a...
a lovely chicken, though.
Like jogging. A lollipop with two sticks.
Yes. Exactly.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.